Afterglow Books by Harlequin and Harper Audio present The Fake Dating Game by Timothy Janofsky, performed by Mark Sanderlin. Author note: this story contains the off-page death of a parent and frequent discussions of grief and healing. I hope I have handled these topics with care and grace. As such, I hope you, dear reader, will give yourself the same when choosing whether this romance is for you. If you or someone you know is struggling with grief, please visit my website, timothyjanofsky.com, for a list of support resources. Much love, Timothy Janofsky. 1. Amber bulbs dangle on white strings above our heads, making everyone in the restaurant look like a cartoon character with a bright idea. I, however, feel like an absolute fool for coming here tonight. It's crowded, loud, and overpriced. Three things Buckley hates. Buckley, my long-term boyfriend and college sweetheart, sits across from me looking pensive in a brand new shirt, a crisp oak color that's too snug around the collar. I bought it for him this afternoon as a surprise from the athleisure boutique I work at. I always forget Buckley's neck size. Shoe size, 10.5. Pant size, 30x32. Dick size, a gentleman never tells. But somehow, I always screw up his neck size. It's wider than the rest of his parts. No, I'm not talking about that part, which has plenty of girth, thank you very much. I, Holden James, never said I was a gentleman. When he got home from work at the accounting firm, I had this fresh outfit laid out on the bed for him, flashed him a pair of train tickets, and told him we were having dinner in Manhattan tonight. If Buckley had it his way, we'd never leave our town. It has a Whole Foods. We're within driving distance of 2 IKEAs, both of which we can only shop at because he brings home the bacon. And by bacon, I do mean the organic smoked turkey bacon I attempt to fry on Sunday mornings while he sleeps. Unimaginably, I always set off the smoke detectors, and he wakes up to open all the windows, reasonably grumpy. But tonight, he didn't protest the trek into the city because I told him it was my treat. Though this treat turned out to be more of a trick. Gwendolyn, my boss and the woman who owns the boutique I work at, recommended this place. "It's divine," she'd said, while watching me fold ugly pairs of patterned leggings for the fashionably indiscriminate who frequent Fab Fitness Flair. Try saying that 5 times fast. The Yelp listing made this restaurant seem like a lavish, dimly lit dining establishment with olive accent colors and old-world charms, a good place for important conversations like the one I'm hoping to have with Buckley tonight. "Your boyfriend will love it," Gwendolyn had reassured me when I clocked out this afternoon. Now here we are, and judging by the disgruntled look on Buckley's face, he is not loving it. He's the embodiment of the anti-McDonald's slogan right now. Not that I blame him. Our light wood table is smashed up against our neighbors, a short, bald agent talking career trajectory with a young blonde. She's probably a singer, judging by her wacky outfit, a neon bucket hat, and Edward Scissorhands-esque nails. How she picks up her wine glass is above and beyond me. I watch in abject horror, hoping she doesn't spill the dry red all over her white crop top. I'm fixating on the excess of stimuli around me because I'm more nervous than I've ever been before. A big question hovers just behind my lips. I'm holding it back until the right moment. During dessert, probably. Right after Buckley's first bite of cake. I'm trying to sweeten him up so he's sure to say yes when I pop the question. The plates we've been served so far were small. Each tasting has been just that, a bite of bliss that escaped my palate before it even settled. The pear salad was exquisite, with a refreshing pink dressing, pomegranate maybe, that I was afraid to ask the fussy waiter about since he was already annoyed with us for my stinginess. We've ordered the cheapest drinks and the least expensive plates because the boutique doesn't pay me that well, and my side hustle of teaching cardio dance fit classes isn't much better. This outing tonight is being bankrolled by a Capital One credit card limit I have no idea how I got approved for. Thank
you. Sample complete. Ready to continue?